Yehudi ben Bobur, it's only mutter to use pasim broyis only if you have a bear harabim or well water that belongs to rabim. The Yomer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef also said, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, loy hutru pasim broyis elo leber mayim chayim bovad. They're only mutter you to use these pasim broyis, these mechitzes made out of just four diyumdim, these el shapes, amma by amma on four sides. The rabbanu will only make for you to use it if the water is a bare mayim chayim, means live, running, or well water. Abovad. So the Gemara tzrich, and we need both memories of Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. The kasha is, why do you have to have two memories? You're saying the same thing. Once you say aloch Rabbi Yehuda ben Bobo, that his din is, it's only mutter by your bare harabim, so mele I know you need a bare mayim chayim. What does he have to paskin? You dafka need a bare mayim chayim. So the Gemara no tzricha, I need both memories. Di ashminin, if I would just hear, halachik Rabbi Yehuda ben Bobo, that halachik is like you, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bobo, hava min I would think, the rabbim, the afilu mechunosim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bobo, he says it has to be, tak in Mishnah, he says loshin bear harabim. But I would think a bear is lav dafka, doesn't dafka have to be live or well running water. The ikur is it has to belong to a rabbim. The afilu mechunosim, and even if it's a bore, even if it's like a ditch that belongs to a rabbim and is like dead water there, still would be mutter. I behind the Tony bear harabim. Why did Rabbi Yehuda ben Bobo in the Mishnah say no? You need dafka bear hamayim, dafka bear harabim. So chutz mashma dafka well water, tak only well water. So the no could be lafukim Rabbi Kiva. He's only going lafukim with Rabbi Kiva. Hey, Rabbi Kiva says what? That a bear hayochit is also good. And that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bobo says no. If dafka has to belong to a rabbim. But the Ika punkt is that it has to belong to Rabbim. Anything that belongs to Rabbim is mutter. Maybe even a boar. Maybe even if it's a ditch, the water is not live running. It's the water mechunosim there. Maybe it's also mutter. Maybe the Ika punkt of Yehuda ben Bobo is it has to belong to Rabbim. I wanted to say bear because it's come with the things on Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says a bear hayochid is mutter. He says no, even a bear dafka has to belong to Rabbim. But maybe what belongs to Rabbim, even a boar is also mutter. So the Mara Kamash Malon, no, that's why I told you the second din, Tloy Hutra Pasi Broyas Elo Leber Mayim Chaim. That's why I need Rabbi Yosef's second memory, that Rabbanon only gave the kula of Pasi Broyas Dafka to a bear, to a live running well water. Mashenke in a bore or ditch, even though it belongs to a rabbin, still it's awesome. Or the Shrekat is, let's just say the second halacha, Vi Ashmin and Ber Mayim Chaim, if I would just hear the second Kiddush, that they only gave this kula by a bear Mayim Chaim. I would think that din that has to be a bear running water. I would think once it's running well water, there's no difference whether it belongs to a yoch or belongs to a rabbin, because there's no chash it will dry up on Shabbos. It's live running water, so it should be mutter. Kamash v'lon, that's why I need his first halacha. That no halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Bobo. It's like a paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bobo also, that it's dafka a bear or rabbin. It has to belong to a rabbin. You need two milas. Mashenka belongs to a yochid, by says then there's a gzera, maybe you come to use a bor that belongs to a yochid, and there's a chash that come to dry up on Shabbos. Rashi says, have a min of the rabbim for the mechnosim, shor Rabbi Yehuda ben Bobo. Why do come a ber harabim, mishur Rabbi Kiva, v'yom a ber hayochid shori, v'yos a yulam emelach, v'agav de mayim chayim ninu, the rabbim min the yochid loy, v'ochi komer, and oysen pasim afil le ber elosh a rabbim. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yehuda means. But the ikka punkt is you have to have the rabbim. I would not know that a bor that belongs to rabbim is no good. K'mashpon the second didn't know that it's only matter dafka by a bear mayim chayim. So you have to have two milas. It has to be live running water plus that it has to belong to the rabbim. Right, stop here.
You're holding the Chav Gimel Amar Aleph in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, V'yoy Dom Rabbi Yehuda ben Bobo, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bobo said another Chiddush, and in the Mishnah before he said one Chiddush L'chumram, that the Heter Pasei Berois is only by a Be'er that belongs to a Rabbin. That's live water, a well that belongs to a Rabbin. Now he's saying another Chumra. V'yoy Dom Rabbi Yehuda ben Bobo, Hagina, if you have a big garden, V'hakarfif, that's also an open area that has four mechitas around, like a park, that has four mechitas around it, Shehin Shivim Amo Vishirayim, which is 70 Amos and a little bit more, Al Ayin Amo Vishirayim, with on 70 Amos and a little bit more, as that's how wide this garden is, or that's how wide this park is,
that it's 70 amis by 70 amis, and hamukefes geder gvoya asar tvochim, that has a mechitza, geder, a wall, going all around it on all four sides, that the mechitza is a good mechitza, the mechitza is 10 tvochim high, is alocha metaltlin betoichai. You're allowed to carry inside this area, inside this garden on Shabbos, because it has dalad mechitzas around it. It's called the Rishus HaYochid. Obuvad, this is his chumrah, obuvad sheyehebo shemira. You still have to have a hut there that the shomim sleep in. Like Rashi says, shemira, sukkah is shomim, a sukkah, a hut that the shomim, the watchmen, sleep in. Now, v'yaf agav the hukav ladira, this is his chumrah. Even though this garden is called hukav ladira, the mechitzas around this garden were put up there, today somebody could sleep inside it. Still, the Rabbanim were only mat you to carry inside this area if it's only as big as up until a Beis HaSayim. But once it becomes wider than a Beis HaSayim, more than 70 Amos by 70 Amos, then mid the Rabbanim is called the Carmelis, even though it has four mechitas all around it. Mid the Rabbanim is called the Carmelis, and you're not allowed to carry inside it on Shabbos. So he says, you have to have this sukkah, Oy Beis Dira, or else a real house there that somebody lives there. Oy Shetei Smuchel Yir, or else at least it has to be nearby the city. Like Rashi says, the Hoyel Ukroival Abaisa, since it's near your house, Daito Lishtamish Botomit, you have that to use it very often. Ukuhuk of Ladira Domi, that's considered as if it's Huk of Ladira. This is Yabiyudu Ben Babis Chiddish, that even when you have a Beis Sasayim, still it's only Mutta to carry inside it if it's Huk of Ladira. If it was made that it is a house inside that somebody lives there. Rabbi Yehudi says, "Afilu ein bo ela bor v'siyachu moru metaltlim b'toichai." That you don't namish have to have a house that somebody is sleeping there, but you have to have something. You have to have some tashmishim there, something that you could use in this area. You have to have at least a bor, like a ditch that you have water there, or else a moru, like a cave, or siyach is a longer ditch. That's like a picture 55. There still has to be something inside this carpet, inside this park, that can be mishtamish you. Then it's also only mutter to carry if the mechitzas are not wider than 70 by 70 yamis. But once they become wider than that, it's also to metaltum drabonin inside it. But we don't hold like this. We hold like the next man diyama. Rabbi Akiva says, "Afilu ein bo achas mikol elu." Even though there's nothing inside this park, there's nothing inside this area, it's an open area, just has four mechitzas around it, is metaltlim betoichai. Still, you're allowed to carry inside this area. Like, let's say there's a chair inside the area from before Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're allowed to walk around this area with the chair. Ubovado shehebo shivim amir amo vishirayim al shivim amo vishirayim. In other words, the area should not be wider than 70 amos and a little bit more. We'll see in the Gemara that means in tut and four tfachim, by 70 amos and four tfachim. If it's less than this, avada it's mutter. But up until this area, it's mutter. Once it becomes wider than this area, that's called more than a Beis HaSayim, then midirabonin, it's also to metaltol, because it looks like a caramelist. But once it's only the shear of a Beis HaSayim, of 70 amos by 70 amos, you are allowed to carry inside it, even though it's not hukaf ladira. That's the Bekidah's din, and that's what we pass in. So Rashi, but not more than this. The Gemara part of the Gemara and the Kasha Tanakama Nam Yochakomer. The Tanakama of the first Mishnah also said like this. That was the share of the first Tanakama. That up until the Beis HaSayim, you were allowed to be metaltu. Right? Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Im Hoysa Orko Yesera Rochpo. If it's not a perfect square, but it's a little bit longer than it is wider, Afilu ama achas, even only one amor, it's longer than it is wider, is the alocha ein metaltlim betoichai. Then you are not allowed to carry inside it. Then midrabbonin is called the carmelis. A Beis HaSayim is only mutter if it's a perfect square, 70 by 70. But once it's like 80 by 50, then it's no good. That's how you bless a chumra. So Rashi, imhoisa orko yoisa rochba afilu ama achas. Even though instead of making it 70 amos wide, you only made it 60 amos wide. They made it a little bit less. For Yosef Yorka, instead of being 70 amos long, you made it 75 amos long. Still, it's no good. For Yain Bakul El Beis HaSayim, even though now you only have the area, the square area of a Beis HaSayim of 70 by 70, still ain't metaltlim. The meruba who the shara rabbonin. Heichod lahukah for dira. In a case where it's not oimet to sleep, you're not using it for dira inside it. The rabbonin were only makel if it's mamish a perfect square. It's not a perfect square. It's also that's how Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yosi oimer afilu orko pishnayim berochba. Even if it's twice as long as it is wide. Like we'll see in the Gemara, really that was the real shear of the chotzer of the Mishkan, which was 100 amos long by 50 amos wide. So it's twice as long as it is wide, still is kosher. Mitalt nebetoichoy. You're allowed to carry inside, that's also called the perfect abeis osayim. 100 long and 50 amos wide. That's also the same square area as 70 by 70. But if in a time, if it would be a little bit longer than this, then it won't be good. Omer Rabbi Loi, such Rabbi Lodi. Om Rabbi Loi, Shomatim Rabbi Eliezer, I heard over from Rabbi Eliezer three halachas. What are the three halachas he heard over from him? That one is, V'yafiluhi kebeis kur. Even though park is wide, like a beis kur, very wide, it's not hukuf l'dira, but since it has mechitzas all around it, it's considered the Rishus HaYochid, that you are allowed to be metalto there on Shabbos. Hey, it's not only the shir of a beis asayim, even wider. We'll soon see about it. We do not hold like this. We hold once it's wider than a beis hasayim, it's awesome. V'chein shemati, another chiddush. Rabbi Loi heard over the name of Rabbi Eliezer was that shemati mimenu anshei chotzer. If you have people that live in a chotzer, and they have their houses, and all the three houses open up into the same chotzer. So the locher is, if you didn't make an eruv chatzeros, you're not allowed to carry from your house into the chotzer. What happens if three people made an eruv chatzeros? And one person, the fourth person living there that opens up into the chotzer, forgot to make an eruv chatzeros. So, anshei chotzer sheshochach echod mehem v'lo iruv. One of them forgot to make the eruv chatzeros. And then in the middle of Shabbos, he was mevatel his reshus to the other three people. No, he was like mafkir his reshus to the other three people. Is the halacha, he heard over, that beisoy osar malahachnes lohoitzi, loy. He is not allowed to carry from his house into the chotzer. Hey, this one person that forgot to make the Eruv Chatzeros, even though now he's Mavato, his house, to the other people, he himself still cannot carry from his house into the Chotzer. Abolehem Mutter. But the other three people, they're allowed to carry not only from their house into the Chotzer, but even from their house into his house. Hey, his house is only Osir for he himself, but for the other people it's Mutter. That's what he heard over. And the Loch, it's not that way. The Loch we hold is, that when you're mavato, your reshus for them, you don't ask them of the other people. The other three can carry from their house into the chotzer. For the enachanami, from your house into the chotzer, nobody's allowed to carry. So this is the second chiddush you heard over. Vayte v'chein shemati, the third chiddush you heard over was, v'chein shemati mimenu, sheyoytzim bi'arkavlin b'pesach. That you're allowed to use this arkavlin, Rashi said that's a shem morer. You're allowed to use this herb for the morer on Pesach. And we don't hold like that. We hold this is not called a min morer. Now he said, "V'chazarti akol tamidim." I went around to ask all the tamidim of Rabbi Eliezer, or bikashti lichover. I wanted to find somebody to chover that will agree with me that also heard these halachis. V'loy mitzasi, and I did not hear anybody that said like that. In other words, the halacha is not like these three cases. Like Rashi says, "An sheichotze sheshochach ulemocher on Shabbos bitu rishus lechaveri." He was mevatel his rishus to his chaver. She yoyseres aleim, he yasses on them. Milohitzi mi boteim lechotzer. That you're not allowed to walk out from his house into the chotzer. Is the locha beisai osa lachnas loitzi. Lechotz lechorkoi. You're not allowed to carry from this person's house into the chotzer for his purpose, he heard over. Avolehem mutter. But for these other people, these other three people, lehovi kli beteim lebeisai, they're a chotzer is mutter. That's what we heard over this chiddush. Alright, klor about these halachas, about shitufim or chatzerim, we'll learn more about the perek later. We'll learn more about this. Rashi writes of Yakarvlin, Shem Morer, who bekashtu lichover l'shloisha dvorim halolu, im shama mipiv, anybody heard over from Rabbi Eliezer, v'loi matzosi, and I didn't find anybody. The Gemara Meforet tomorrow will explain, the gabe gino v'karvav loy sharu yesin v'esasayim, that in his first chiddush, that you could carry even though it's wide, as much as a base kur, we don't hold like that. We hold once it's wider than a base asayim, it's awesome. The gabayan shechot to sarvi, the gate to one person forgot to make the ruv chateris, even though he's mavatal his reshus on Shabbos. We hold the yaflahem osar beisoy. Everybody is also to carry from his house into the chotzer. Abu mivoteyim lechotzer mutter. But then achnam with the other three people, they're allowed to carry from their house into the chotzer. Since this fourth person was mavatal his reshus, like Mafkri made a Hefker, that they could use it now, so he doesn't answer upon them. The Gemara Forest Pluk Tayu, the Gemara will explain, Uvi Akavlin Sarvid Lav Morhu. The Gemara also explained that we hold this herb is not called a good herb, it's not called Mor. He can't be Eitzah the Mitzvah's Mor on Pesach with the Akavlin. Sakti Gemara. My Tona Diktoni Viyoid. Hey, so I'll come here and our Mishnah starts off Viyoid Amr Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, as if to say he said another halacha. Why does it start off with the word Oid? And Rashi says, Mantana, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, beginning of a Karfiv, Liel. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is talking about the beginning of a Karfiv, the Koma Viyoid, the Mashma, the Yom Liel, Bochum Rachriti. As if to say he already said one Chumra before, and now he's saying over his second Chumra. So why does it say Loshin Viyoid? So the Gemara Elaine, if you want to tell me, Mishum de Toni Le Chod Le Chumra, Uketon Yachriti. Since he learned in the Mishnah before one Chumra, and now the next Mishnah is telling us another Chumra, Mishum Haki Ketoni Viyoid. That's why we use a lashon of Viyoid, like Rashi. Elaine Mishum de Yom Chod Le Chumra. Gabe Pasen. The Mishnah before he said over Chumra. The Yomar Dienoisin Oison Elo Le Be'er Horabim. You only have the heter to use these pasim royis if it's a well that belongs to the rabbin. That was one chumra. It's not enough a bear that belongs to a yochid or a boar that belongs to a rabbin. The davka bear mayim chayim that belongs to a rabbin. That was his first chumra. Vash the karma. Now in the second mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is saying over chumra achriti, another chumra, the yafagav hook of the dira. Even though you have somebody living inside this park, inside this big mokum, still, sure, it's famous based on Sayim. He holds, once it's wider than a based on Sayim, he's not allowed to be metatl in it. That's his chumra. And then Achlam, Lalach, we don't hold like him. Lalach, we hold like Rabbi Kiva, that the Mishnah's din of a based on Sayim is only if it's loyhuk of Ladira. People do not live in the park. But once it's like your own backyard or your own front yard that's open to your house, that you live there, then we hold, no matter how wide the mechitas are, still you're allowed to carry. So this was Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava's second chiddush, that no, that even though it's hukos adira, it's not mutter if it's more than a base of sayim. So that's the reason why the Mishnah says a lashon viyoid. For the Gemara, that's the pshat for Rabbi Yehuda. We have Rabbi Yehuda de Toni lei chod el chumra. We have Yehuda in the first Mishnah, this perek, said over one chumra. Huketoni achriti. And now the Mishnah before, he said over a second chumra, Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds osir rabim umovat lo mechitzis. For like the Toni viyoid, and still the Mishnah before, on the chav beis, amar aleph, did not say Loshin like V'yoidam Rav Yehuda. Since he's saying a second Chumra in the same Perek, why doesn't say Loshin V'yoid on Rav Yehuda also? Like Rashi says, for Rav Yehuda Bari Loi, not Rav Yehuda ben Baba, nor Rav Yehuda Bari Loi, the Toni Liel, he said at the beginning of the Perek, Chod El Chumra, Tiyomar Adabei Sosayim In Tfei Loi, he said over that by Pasei V'royis, they're only Matiyu if the Mechitzas are not wider than a Beis Sosayim. But once the mechitzas are more than a base of sayim, they were not matter by passive royce. As he holds, just the fact of using the water is not called hukuf ladira. That was his chum in the first Mishnah. On that, the chum dingzich and said, no, since it's used to fetch water that the person could drink the water also, it's called like hukuf ladira, and it's mutter no matter how wide the mechitzas are. Adi yamaba bepasin, like we had before. But Rabbi Yehuda was machmir and said, no, even if you're using pasin in between, it's only mutter up until a base of sayim. So that was one chumra of Rabbi Yehuda. Vod etoni achriti. And now we have another chumra on the chav beis amar aleph, that he said where the rabbim walk through the pasim royis, is alocha yisalchenel etznodim. You have to pick up the pasim and move it to the side. V'loi tona v'yoid. And this mishnah of chav beis does not say loshna v'yoidam Rabbi Yehuda. Why not? Mishum delav b'chodim ilse, because they're talking about two different halachis. The reisha ari b'midah sekif. The reisha, the first mishnah of the parak, is talking about how wide the mechitzas could be by the pasim. The seifa ari b'bitul mechitzas. And the second mishnah here on the chov beizam and aleph, is talking about the radam break the mechitzas. That's halach and bitul mechitzas. So what do you see? Since the chumras are two different dinim, we do not say halach of the yoid. So Mele Tzakasha, back to our Mishnah. How come we say here, V'yoid Amar Yehuda ben Baba? Since he's saying another Chumra, this Chumra has nothing to do with the first Chumra. The first Chumra was the Chumra about what type of water they were matter. And now there's a new halacha, not talking about Pasei Brayis at all. Now it's a new halacha, and you have mechitzes that are more than a base of Sayim. Can you carry there if it's Sukkah for Dira? So since there are two different Chumras, we have the Kasha. Why does our Mishnah say Loshen of V'yoid? And for the Gemara,
I tell you the pshat from the first Rabbi Yehuda in the first Mishnah of the Perek, the Rabbanan are interrupt in between. So when you have a skur Rabbanan, then we don't say Lashon of Yoid. Mashenkin Hochalai a skur Rabbanan. Here, our last two Mishnahs, this says Rabbi Yehuda ben Bob in the last Mishnah, and now this Mishnah starts off right away with Yoid on Rabbi Yehuda ben Bob. Since there's nobody in between these two Rabbi Yehuda ben Bobs, that's why we say Lashon of Yoid. Mashenkin, by the first Mishnah of the Perek, Rabbi Yehuda said his Chumrah, that Pasib Rois are only Mutun to Lebeis Asayim, we had a Rabbanan there that said no. They said Pasib Rois is called like Hukuf Ladira, you're allowed to carry, no matter how wide the Mechitis are, providing you have passing in between. So since the Rabbanan argued in between, then we have now, on the Chav Bezam and Aleph, another Rabbi Yehuda, we did not say Lashon of Yoid. Fred Gemara, is that true? The Chol Heichad, the Afsuku Rabbonin. Anytime you have a Rabbonin in between the same and the Yomra, like a Tani V'yoid, you do not say when he says a second Chumra, a Lashon of V'yoid, I have a Kasha. For Rabbi Eliezer the Sukkah, there's a Machlekes in the Gemara Sukkah, how many Suddis you have to eat in the Sukkah? Now, Rabbi Eliezer over there says, like Rashi says, it's not the Masechta Sukkah, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Yudalit Suddis Chayev Odom Lecho B'Sukkah. You have to eat 14 Suddis on the Chag of Sukkis in Sukkah. The Chum Moimim Ein Ladova Kitzur. Chum say, no, there's no shear. As many yet, many not, there's no chiv. How many suddas you have to eat? So that's one machlekes. And then it says over there, and the Afsakur Rabbanan say, no, there's Ein Ladova Saif. Hukatani, the next Mishnah there says, V'yoid? And still it says a Lashon of V'yoid. That says, V'yoid Amar Rashi brings down, V'yoid Amar Abeleza, Mishle Ochel Leel Yontav Rishin. If somebody did not eat the first night in the Sukkah, Yashlim Leel Yontav Achron. He can make a Tashlum to eat the last night in the Sukkah. So the kids said there are two different halakas of Rebeleza, and even though there's a Rabbonin that a Mafsik in between, still it says a Lashon of V'yoid. So what do you see here? What do you see? So Rashi, I forgot that school. Ushmamina, from here we see, Haida Loitone but Rabbi Yehuda. How come in our first Mishnah to the second Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda's two Chumras, it doesn't say Lashon of Yoid? There has to be, the Teretz has to be, Mishum Leidome Yehu, because they're talking about two different Yonim. Since they're talking about two different Dinim, the first Mishnah, the Perek, is talking about how wide the Mechitis could be. The second Halacha of Rabbi Yehuda is, do the Rab embrace the Mechitis? Those are two different Halachas. So when we talk about two different halachas, then we do not say Lashon of V'yoid. So if that's the pshat, then it's Shver our Mishnah. How come here our Mishnah says V'yoid Om Rabbi Yehuda ben Bobo, like a second Chumrah, they are two different Chumras. Here he's talking about how wide the Mechitas have to be, even though it's Sukkah for Dirum, and the din before was about the Pasim Beroyas is only Mutter for Be'er HaRabim. So since it's also talking about two different halachas, it should not say V'yoid. That's the reason why we do not say V'yoid in our first Mishnah to the second Mishnah in Rabbi Yehuda's din. So how come here Rabbi Yehuda ben Bobo we do say V'yoid even though they're two different halachis? Elamah, the Teretz Yisrael is like this. Turn of V'yoid. Hosom b'milsayuhu di'afsaku. Hocha b'milsayachriti afsakuhu. So Rashi learns that Hosom b'milsayu means in the Gemara in Sukkah. That Rabbi Eliezer said, first halacha of Yudalit Suddis she's supposed to eat in the Sukkah. The Chum answered him back and said, no, ein ladova kitzvah. So the Rabbanim, when they answered back to Rabbi Eliezer, they answered back to his point. His B'mosai Yehudi Afsaku means the Rabbanim answered back and only spoke about Rabbi Eliezer's halacha. So since the Rabbanim only spoke about Rabbi Eliezer's halacha, that's not called Hafsaka. That's not called the Rabbanim spoke about something else. So therefore, since the next din was Rebbe Lezer's Chumrah, you're allowed to say V'yoid Omer Rebbe Lezer. Now that's the same shot in our last two Mishnahs here. That's past V'yoid Omer Rebbe Yehuda ben Bobo, because there's no interruption between the Rabbanim, between the different halacha, than the two dinim of Rebbe Yehuda ben Bobo. Since first Rebbe Yehuda ben Bobo says one halacha, that ain't noise and pasim el lebeh harabim, and then the next Mishnah right away says another halacha from Rebbe Yehuda ben Bobo, even though the two different dinim, still you can say a lashon of V'yoid. So the only time we don't say V'yoid is our first Mishnah in the Perek. Where there Rabbi Yehuda said his Chumrah, that Pasib Rois is only Mutter, if it's not more than a Beis Asayim. Then the Rabbanan answered back, what did the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan said, no, you're allowed to make it no matter how wide you want. But the Rabbanan interrupted and said another Halacha. They said Halacha the Rabbanan, that the din of a Beis Asayim is only negated to a Kafaf and to a Gina. So since they also added another Halacha, that Rabbi Yehuda was not talking about, that's called an interruption. So now when the next Mishnah of Chav Bezom Aleph says another halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, there we don't say void. because like Mora says, Hocha b'milsa achrita yasakum. There the Rabbanon interrupted with another locha. They started to speak about the chal, the locha of Yosin the Beis Hasayim, that it's only also by a karfif and a gina, by a regular open park. Mashenkin, by a passive royis, where there you use the water to drink. That's called like a tashmisha ladira. There it's mutter even wider than a Beis Hasayim. But since the Rabbanon interrupted with another halacha, that's called an interruption. Therefore, we do not say the lashon of v'yoid. So that's why there's no stiras in the pshat. We always say avoid when there's no interruptions in between. And the Gemara in Sukkah is not called an interruption because the Rabbanon spoke directly back to Reb Lezer. Mashenkin here is called an interruption because the Rabbanon spoke about something else, about a kaf of any gino, which Reb Yehuda was not talking about. So here it's called an interruption. Therefore, we do not start off again and say v'yoid in the second Mishnah.
Yeah, so the Gemara weiter. Rabbi Akiva Roimer, afilu ein bo echod mikol elu metaltlem besoichoi. As if you have these mechitzas, you have four mechitzas all around you. As long as it's only up until the Beis HaSayim, it's only 70 yamas by 70 yamas, even though you have nothing inside it, there's no Beis Dirum, still you're allowed to be metaltel. It's not called the Karmelus Midrabonin, only when it becomes wider than a Beis HaSayim, more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas. So the Gemara Lechura, Rabbi Akiva, Haino Tanakama, Rabbi Akiva is the same Tanakama as we had in the first